a responsibility to awe. I thought that was a fascinating way to put that, an interesting idea. So the next 3 weeks, my reflections are going to be loosely inspired by Anne Lamott's book, Help, Thanks, Wow, The Three Essential Prayers. And I say loosely inspired because I haven't actually read her book, although I've read some of her other books.
It's a good book.
I've heard that. I've heard it. Yes. That's what somebody was saying this morning, too. I've read some of other books, and she is an excellent writer. But I'm intrigued, regardless, because of those three one-word prayers, help, thanks, and wow. And this week, I wanted to think about that prayer, wow. Now, when we pray, we communicate our desires and our intentions to God and listen for God's response. And in doing so, we also open up our hearts to become part of the answer to those prayers. But prayer isn't just verbally saying, dear God, hear this. In truth, I believe everything that we do can be considered a kind of prayer. Everything we do or say, whether it's in church or at our place of business or at the dinner table or at a concert or some other event, everything we do is in a way communicating our desires and our intentions to God, for better or for worse. So what happens when we cultivate a sense of awe in our lives, a reverential respect mixed with wonder? What happens when we make wow a lived out prayer, when we live in the wow, so to speak? And by that, I mean, what if we took seriously the responsibility to awe and tried to look at the world with fresh eyes, looking at every moment with appreciation and amazement for the beauty and the complexity that's contained even in the most mundane things? Now, we often feel awe when we encounter something far bigger than ourselves, a clear night full of stars, the mountains, sitting at the Lake Michigan beach where we can't see the other side. Viewing these types of natural wonders humbles us, and yet at the same time makes us feel connected with something much bigger than ourselves. Scientific research suggests that experiencing awe might be a way to improve our lives and our relationships. And some of the benefits, possible benefits that are showing up in scientific studies from awe include improving our mood and our level of satisfaction. Awe seems to be restorative. It can reduce the stress within us and quiet our inner critic. Awe might literally improve our physical health as well, leading to lower levels of a chemical that's linked to inflammation of the body. And awe can help us think more critically. It challenges our assumptions about the world and how the world works. And interestingly, other studies have shown that emotions, positive emotions such as enthusiasm or amusement, have been shown to reduce our critical thinking, perhaps because they tend to reinforce our assumptions instead of challenging them. Awe can also reduce our materialism because it encourages experience over the accumulation of possessions. It lifts us out of our ordinary day-to-day concerns and makes our worries feel just a little bit less important. After time spent marveling at the world around us, doing something like misplacing our new sunglasses might not feel quite so bad. And Jesus kind of says the same thing. He tells us to look at the splendor of the birds, the wildflowers in the fields, and know God cares. So why worry when we can connect to the awe-inspiring universe, to God? Our day-to-day problems feel just a little bit less worrisome. Awe can also change our perception of time. Researchers speculate that by immersing us in the moment, that moment of amazement, awe allows us to savor the here and now. And Jesus too tells us to let tomorrow take care of itself. Spend more time in the present moment, savoring the blessings and wonder of this second, this moment, right now. Awe can also inspire us to act more generously and more helpfully to the people around us. Awe shifts us from the I, from the me, the sense that we are alone and solely in charge of our lives, to the we, the feeling that we are part of community, part of something meaningful and something bigger. In the book of Acts, we're told that the early followers of Jesus gathered in communal life. And it goes on to say that many wonders and signs happened and awe overtook them all. And I'm wondering if maybe awe and community aren't really connected, that they nurture each other. The people felt awe and were inspired to generosity as part of the community, something bigger than just themselves. And yet the things that were going on in the community, the signs and the wonders, were told they shared all things in common, eating and praying together with joyful and sincere hearts. All of these things seem to me that must have inspired more awe. And just as awe can inspire generosity and humility, sharing and connection, I think those things can in turn inspire awe. And others saw what was happening in that early church community and they wanted to be a part of it. They too wanted to connect to community and something bigger than themselves, because doing so gives us purpose, gives us meaning. And finding awe in community also shows us that awe isn't just in the vastness of nature. We can also experience awe in music and art, in a newborn baby, in animals and plants, in acts of courage and kindness. Community, people coming together in supportive relationship, help us experience all of these things. And we experience them perhaps even more profoundly when we're sharing that experience. Through their community living, those early Christians, I believe, were learning to open themselves to that experience of awe, learning to live in an attitude of wow, of appreciation, learning to pause and notice all of the amazing things that were happening around them every day. Now, I think there's a couple of ways that we might cultivate more awe in our own lives. First, we can practice living in the wow. We can take time to pause in our day and just notice what's around us. What haven't we seen before? What do we just take for granted? We can take time to be amazed by what we think is already familiar. Do we really understand, for example, how a piano works? Have you ever looked inside one of them? They seem awfully complex to me.
Yeah.
And have you ever considered the talent and the practice it takes to be able to play one and produce beautiful music? To me, that's awe-inspiring. Or look at your hand. Certainly, we take that for granted. But really reflect on how complex it is. How the skin and the blood and the bones and the tissues all work together to allow us to type or to lift a cup of coffee. That's awe-inspiring. Or stop and pause in God's good creation. Studies show that living near green spaces creates greater happiness and goodwill. Regular walks in nature give us more positive emotions and reduce stress. And so stop and contemplate the dignity of a tree or the beauty of a flower. Take time to observe the squirrels or the rabbits or the deer, not just how they're sometimes a nuisance to our gardens, but instead recognize the life that is within them Because that life is awe-inspiring. Another way to cultivate awe, perhaps an easier way, is to experience new things. If our brains, as the video said, get so accustomed to what we see every day that we no longer experience awe and amazement and wonder, then shake things up once in a while. Take an art class. Go to the museum. Visit a park that you haven't been to yet. If you're able, visit some place that feels exotic. And if you can't visit in person, watch a YouTube video of it. By living in the wow and cultivating an attitude of amazement and appreciation, we're offering a prayer to God that says that we want to be a part of something bigger than us, that we want to be happier and healthier and in community with the universe. When we open ourselves to awe and begin living in the wow of life, we open ourselves to more fully knowing the presence of God. How can we experience awe this week?